I want to thank the church for all the cards, food, baskets, and the many prayers said on my behalf in Christian love, signed Mary Muller, Mary Meacham. I have this note from the family of A.J. Wheeler. Ann Wheeler and her daughters, Renee and Ruth Ann, would like to thank all of you for your prayers, comforts, and support during the loss of their loved one, A.J. Wheeler. Brother Wheeler had loved all of his brothers and sisters in Christ here, and he had planned to thank all of you in person for your prayers, cards, and visits with Hope Lodge when he had returned back here to Waverly. Since he was not able to return back here from the Hope Lodge before his death, he would have wanted all of you to know how much you meant to him, that he loved each and every one of you. The family appreciates and loves each and every one of you, and that's from the A.J. Wheeler family. Dear Christian friends, I want to thank you for the many ways you have shown your love for Reed and me since I learned I have cancer and have received so many cards, phone calls, food that was brought to my house. The prayers have helped us to get through this terrible time in our lives. I will resume my chemo on Wednesday after having a port inserted in my chest this past Tuesday. I don't know what will be in store for me, but just know that the Lord is in charge. Thank you again for your kindness, and I sign Shirley Britton. We also send our sincere sympathy to the family of Ann Koch, who passed away on Tuesday. Visitation and funeral will be held on Thursday at the Humphreys County Funeral Home. So please keep Ann Koch and her family in your prayers. We rejoice with Richard Rawlings, who came to the building on Monday and put on Christ in baptism. The last leaders will have a lengthy meeting today following the morning worship. Everyone attending or visiting the convention center, everyone attending or visiting the convention needs to be present. Anyone who would like to see what our young people have worked on for the last leaders and leaderettes is also invited. The junior high and high school devotional will be Thursday night in the Richmond Center starting at 6 p.m. If you would like to host a devotional for our youth in the month of April through June, please sign the list by Cal's door. Nursing home services are today, 2 p.m. Humphreys County Nursing Home, 3 p.m. Waverly Healthcare. The young men participating in last leaders and young men's training class will be handling the services today. So please go up there and help support that service. The Richland Avenue Church of Christ is having a spring gospel meeting April the 7th through the 10th. And there is more information on that in the back bulletin board. If you are interested in going through making music on April the 13th at Fried Hardeman University, you need to see Kyle today. And we want to thank everyone who came and took part in our teachers' appreciation banquet last evening. We appreciate all our teachers. And I have this note to read. To help curb the cost of food on the last of leaders' trip, we are asking anyone in the congregation who would like to help to bring drinks and snacks to the building this week. Kayla will meet in room 203 to discuss further information. Also, Kayla has a special project for last of leaders. If you want to help with this project or hear about it, please meet in room 203 after the services today. But we're ready to begin. Ray Walker's going to lead our song service. Kyle Mashburn will bring the lesson to us. Eddie Davis will read the scripture. Opening prayer by Mitch Snyder and closing prayer by Jim Graham.
Thank you, Brother Al. Before we begin service, please look at 560. Please look at number 560 a moment, especially for those who have not been here. That's not our first song. I need for you to look at this, okay? In my 73 years of psalm reading, I've always tried to be really careful about the psalms as they come from the Bible. This song is true the way it's written, but I don't want to...
We welcome you to the worship services of the Waverly Church of Christ. Your speaker this morning, Kyle Mashburn. Your song leader, Ray Walker.
It's like you can't care for someone sick or someone well if they're not there where you care for them.
Okay. And then the third verse, we change those words to, "Our Lord will return in the clouds some sweet day." He will come back to this earthly realm, but with the teaching that he might set up a throne here on earth, we've changed those words to, "Our Lord will return," just like he said, "in the clouds some sweet day." So try to remember that. I may remind you again. Now, the first song, please, 452. Your subject today is living in faith or living by faith. And may we stand, please, 452. Number 560, please. 560.
Confiding in His great love, mercy and His great love, for
Number 356, please. 356. Those of us who knew him so well, one of our elders here before he passed, Brother Marvin Spann, loved this song. And we'll do this in his honor as well as to our Savior above. After this song, Brother Eddie Davis will read the scriptures in our presence, and Brother Mitch Snyder will direct our hearts in prayer. I believe in the one day called Jesus. I believe in the storm Galilee. I believe that he walked on the water. And I believe
Good morning. I'll be reading from the New American Standard. I'll be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 through 4. Now I make known to your brethren the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, in which also you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believe in vain. For I delivered you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sin, according to the Scripture, and that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day, according to the Scripture.
May we bow in prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, thank Thee for this day, and thank Thee for the many blessings that we enjoy. Father, thank Thee for this opportunity that we can come together and worship Thee and sing songs and praises unto Thee. We thank Thee for this congregation that's come together as one. We pray for those who aren't with us today for reasons beyond their control. We pray that they may return with us soon. Father, we thank Thee for this worship hour as we dedicate this hour to You. We pray that we will erase all distractions of the world and thoughts, and we concentrate on Thy Word and what we are taught today, that this hour will be dedicated to You and that You will find it pleasing. Father, we thank Thee for Thy Son, Jesus, who did come, and He taught us how to live, and He healed the sick, and He taught us everything that we didn't even know. And especially, He took time and for us, and then He took the cross. We pray that we may always look back to the cross and believe what He did for us. He took our sins away. We pray as we enter this service that You would always be with us. And Father, we pray for our elders that they would always lead us and guide us, that we may someday return home. Father, we pray for our leaders of this country. There's a lot of difficulties in this country nowadays, financial and moral issues that arise. We pray that they would always look to Thee for guidance. Father, as we start this service, we pray that You would be with us and that everything that we say and do is in accordance to Thy will. Now be with us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
At this time, please may we mark and hold number 940. Please mark and hold number 940, Only a Step. We'll sing this at the conclusion of our lesson today. Now before our lesson number 140, please. 140.
To be with you. It is good to see all of you. It is good to be present on the Lord's Day to worship and praise Him. Now that I have everyone on their toes from last Sunday night's 14-minute and 8-second discussion concerning four precious promises, today I want to share with you the gospel in 5 seconds. And you've got it. You've got it. The gospel in 5 seconds. I guess I should have made known to you that that title does not address time. It addresses the relation in sequence, in order, or in line connected with the gospel. The gospel is the good news that Christ died for our sins and was raised for our justification. Romans chapter 4, verse 25. The gospel is the complete story of God's power, God's love, and His desire that all who hear it, believe it, and obey it, and will have everlasting life. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. The gospel is founded in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, of which Eddie read to us just a moment ago. It is the gospel which we love which we proclaim and which we hold forth as our banner of truth. Therefore, let us discuss five things that are second in relation to the gospel. First of all, the gospel is contained in the second law. The Hebrew writer tells us about many things that are better, including better covenant and better promises. Hebrews chapter 8, beginning in verse number 6. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also a mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. For if that the first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second. Because finding fault with him, he says, Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant, and I disregarded them, says the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. None of them shall teach his neighbor, and none his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. In that, he says, a new covenant. He has made the first obsolete. Now what is becoming obsolete is growing old and is ready to vanish away. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 9 says, Behold, I have come to do your will, O God. He takes away the first, that he may establish the second. John chapter 1 and verse 17, Jesus said, For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. This second law is that which saves us eternally. Christ did not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Fulfill the old law. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 17. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 14. He wiped out the handwriting of requirements of the law that was against us, which was contrary to us. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 9 ask an important question. What purpose then does the law serve? The answer comes in Galatians 3 and verse 19. It was added because of transgressions, till the seed, that being Christ, should come to whom the promise was made, and it was appointed through the angels by the hands of a mediator. The law of Christ, Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 2, is the standard for humanity today. Thus, the gospel is contained in the second law. The gospel commands a second birth. Jesus told Nicodemus in John chapter 3, verse number 3, Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus then asked a very important question. How can one be born again when he is old? We might ask the same question today. How can one be born again? In John chapter 3, verse number 5, Jesus answered him, saying, One must be born of water and of the Spirit. The second birth involves baptism. Baptism for the remission of sins. That is what Peter taught on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. When he said, Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. When speaking to those later on who had obeyed, Peter said, Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the Word of God which lives and abides forever. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. Peter would go on to recall the flood of Noah's days in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls, were saved through water. Then verse 21, There's also an antitype which now saves us. Baptism. Not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In baptism, God applies Jesus' cleansing blood to our souls. The gospel commands this second birth. The gospel promises a second coming of Christ. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 28 says in part, He shall appear a second time. There is much speculation today about Christ's return, when it will be and what will happen when it does. The truth of the matter is found for us in Mark chapter 13, verse 32, if we are willing to accept it and believe it. Mark 12, 32, But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Paul wrote to some brethren in Thessalonica to clear up some questions that they had concerning the second coming and concerning the resurrection. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning in verse 13. Paul said, But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with Him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord Himself will be descending from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. And what more comforting words could there be for the message of those who are safe in the blood of Christ than to know that the resurrection will indeed bring us all together again. Christ's return is true. Acts chapter 17, verse 31. It is not a puzzle or a riddle to be solved, but something that is to be anticipated. Our responsibility is to be prepared for the return. Matthew chapter 24, verse 44. Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. The gospel promises a second coming of Christ. The gospel warns of a second death. To be born once is to die twice. To be born twice is to die once. What does that mean? Physical death is the separation of the body and the soul. James chapter 2, verse 26, For as the body without the spirit is dead. The second death involves the separation of the person's soul from God forever. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse number 9, These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 14 says, Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire, which this is the second death. However, this second death has no power over those who have experienced the first resurrection. Revelation chapter 20 and verse number 6, Blessed and holy is the one who has part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power. Romans chapter 6, it was in verses 3 and 4 that the question comes, Do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? Therefore we were buried with Him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. The gospel warns of a second death, one that can be avoided by obedience to the second law we mentioned in our first point. The gospel contains a second law of pardon. To the rebellious Jonah, the word of the Lord came the second time. Jonah chapter 3, verse 1. The Lord gave weak and denying Peter John chapter 15 or John chapter 18, verses 15 through 18, a second chance. John chapter 21, verse 15 through 19. The prodigal son received the father's mercy and forgiveness even though he willfully disobeyed. Luke chapter 15, verses 11 to 32. Peter told Simon, "Your heart is not right in the sight of God," in Acts chapter 8, verse number 21. Simon was further told to repent and pray to God for forgiveness, Acts chapter 8, verse 22. "Repent therefore of this your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you." Simon's broken heart led him to ask Peter to pray for him. Verse 24, Acts chapter 8. "Then Simon answered and said, 'Pray to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken may come upon me.'" The gospel contains a second law of pardon, a way to receive forgiveness for the faithful child of God when he or she sins, when his or her heart is not right in the sight of God. You see, as it is today, we live under a second law and can experience the second birth, living in hopeful expectation of the second coming of Christ, while avoiding the second death and always knowing there is a second chance as long as we are living. By your hearing and or seeing these things today, you are alive. What will you do then with the gospel? The gospel in 5 seconds, and what will be your response to it? God is offering you a second chance through His Son, Jesus Christ. And the question remains for you to answer, will you accept that offer? If you are subject to the Lord's invitation today, being obedient to the things which we have studied this morning, then we invite you even now as we stand to sing.
For Jesus' sake, come unto me, I am the way. Hearken the loving call, obey. Come, for He loves you so. Only a step, only a step. Come, for He bled for you.
This has been the worship services of the Waverly Church of Christ. Your speaker this morning, Kyle Mashburn. Your song leader, Ray Walker. Join us each Sunday at this time for this broadcast. It originated live and was sponsored by the Waverly Church of Christ, located at 438 West Main Street in Waverly, Tennessee. And from there, we bid you a very pleasant good day.
Jesus approved. Same.